Suspected AI usage by authors is causing chaos for book publishers. By Lucas Nolan on August 18, 2026. A string of collapsed book deals over suspected AI usage by authors is pushing the publishing industry to confront questions about authorship, trust, and its own future. The Wall Street Journal reports that shortly after landing a multi-million-dollar deal for a debut author, the novelist's agents at Europa Content withdrew from the project, telling publishers in a July letter they could no longer verify the book had been wholly written by their client. The book was Call Me, I'll Hide the Body, a crime novel by Jerry Falade, a Southern Methodist University graduate student. This raises so many questions about authorship and what AI means for this industry, the agency wrote. But those are questions for another day. Falade has denied the accusations, calling them racially motivated. "This has just been so terrible for me," he said. "I haven't been able to sleep well, I haven't been able to eat." The case is one of several. In March, Hachette Book Group cancelled the U.S. release of Mia Ballard's horror novel Shy Girl amid allegations of AI use. Ballard, who originally self-published the book, denied the claims, saying an acquaintance who edited it had used AI. Hachette said it remains committed to protecting original creative expression and storytelling. Last month, The Atlantic reported that Daggermouth, a self-published dystopian romance acquired by Simon & Schuster that has topped bestseller lists, showed hallmarks of AI use, citing a research paper by Stony Brook University professor Tuheen Chakrabarty that ran the book through the detection tool Pangram. The paper has not been peer-reviewed, and author H.M. Wolfe has denied the allegations, saying she does not believe generative AI belongs in the writing process. "We do not believe conclusions about an author's work should be drawn from AI detection tools that have been shown to produce false positives," a Simon & Schuster spokesperson said. H.M. Wolfe wrote Daggermouth, and we stand behind her and her work. Pangram CEO Max Sparrow said the tool's accuracy has been validated by third-party studies. Last year, 70 authors including Margaret Atwood and Jonathan Franzen signed an open letter asking publishers to pledge that they will never release books that were created by machines. The Big Five publishers, Simon & Schuster, Penguin Random House, HarperCollins, Hachette and Macmillan, have largely avoided sweeping pronouncements. Many are also suing tech companies for training models on copyrighted books. An executive at one Big Five publisher said the company chose not to add specific contractual AI language given how quickly the technology is changing. "AI is not a substitute for human creativity," a Penguin Random House spokesperson said, calling it a tool that can support workflows but not replace authors or publishing professionals. Breitbart News previously reported that a book on truth in the age of AI included made-up quotes hallucinated by AI. In a statement released Monday night, Rosenbaum acknowledged that the book contained a handful of improperly attributed or synthetic quotes and said he had launched his own investigation into the matter. He characterized the inclusion of incorrect quotes as accidental and stated he had no intention of fabricating any viewpoints during the writing process. "As I disclosed in the book's acknowledgments, I used AI tools ChatGPT and Claude during the research, writing and editing process," Rosenbaum said in the statement. "That does not excuse these errors, of which I take full responsibility. I am now working with the editors to thoroughly review and quickly correct any affected passages. Any future additions will be corrected." Agents describe themselves as unwilling enforcers. "I think that agents and editors are now being asked to essentially be police," said Emma Dries of Triangle House Literary, who said her inbox is flooded with AI mass-produced queries. Angeline Rodriguez of WME said some submissions make 50 Shades of Grey look like Tolstoy. Some agents refuse to represent anyone who uses AI at all. Others use detection software despite accuracy concerns. One hard line exists: AI-generated text cannot be copyrighted. "There's a lot of anxiety," said Regina Brooks, president of the Association of American Literary Agents. Hannah Bowman, who chairs the association's AI committee, said the concerns are different this month than they were last month. As one agent put it, "The only silver lining is, thank God, we're still canceling these books. I don't know if that will continue to be the case." AI presents both great opportunities and terrible landmines for Americans of all walks of life. Those that see it as a shortcut to success are paying the price. Breitbart News social media director Wynton Hall has written his instant bestseller Code Red. The left, the right, China, and the race to control AI to serve as the definitive guide on how the mega movement can create positions on AI that benefit humanity without handing control of our nation to the leftists of Silicon Valley or allowing the Chinese to take over the world. Read more at the Wall Street Journal here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of AI, free speech, and online censorship.